This is the first in a series of lectures on physical geology. So we're going to spend a lot of time talking about rocks. Some other things that we'll cover in this course are minerals. We'll talk about igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rocks and how they're related to one another in the rock cycle. We'll talk about geologic time. How do we figure out how old things are? And we'll talk about the interior of our planet. What's going on down there beneath our feet? And we'll wrap all of those ideas up together into our big overarching theory of plate tectonics. And then we'll spend a little bit of time talking about streams and rivers and groundwater and how they influence the landscape around us. So, if we want to just think about geology, what is geology? People ask me all the time, you're a geologist, what do you do? My simplest answer is I run around and I poke rocks with a stick. So I spend a lot of time looking at rocks, looking at sediments, and trying to figure out the story that they're telling me. So when we look at geology in a more strict definition, geology is the science that's trying to understand our planet. And for some geologists, other planets. There are lots of geologists who work on Mars. When we think about geology, we tend to break it into two main subdisciplines. There's physical geology, which is where we look at the materials that actually make up our planet. We look at the rocks and the minerals, and we try to understand the processes that form them and what they're telling us about how our planet works. And then there are folks who study historical geology. They're looking to understand the origin of our planet and how it has changed through time. So they look at change in fossils, change in climate, changes in tectonics, to understand everything that has ever happened to this planet as a story. And, of course, the two disciplines contribute to one another. Physical geologist data goes into telling that story, and sometimes historical geologists can say, hey, there's a part of this story I don't think we understand very well. We should go find some data to try to get a better picture of what's going on. And of course, there are many different subfields within geology. Some people only study minerals or only study igneous rocks. Some people only look at fossils. But at the end of the day, all of that information is put back together to start to understand the big picture of our planet. So when we look at geologic studies, in terms of space and time, geologists have to think on a lot of different scales. We have to think on spatial scales from down to a nanometer, all the way up to the size of the planet. So many geologists have to switch gears a lot between very, very tiny things and very, very big things, and how those are related to one another. We also have to think on a very different time scale than most folks are used to thinking about. We're trying to think about 4.6 billion years worth of time, and everything that has happened in that time, and processes that take thousands of years to complete. Some processes that happen in the blink of an eye. So we need to think about